Reading for August 16th, entitled, We Are Christ's Representatives. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Our daily experience with Christ should be of the highest value to us. We have an individual part to act in His service. Our blessed Savior has given us precious promises for our encouragement. He desires us to know that He is watching over us and that He will teach us what He expects us to do. If the enemy comes to us in the morning or during the day with annoyances, let us remember these precious promises and not allow ourselves to be ruffled. Let us remember that we are Christ's representatives and that we must not, by word or act, offend one another. Do you think that perhaps no trials will arise? Certainly there will be trials. If there were not, you might rejoice that you had no devil to tempt you. But you will have temptations till the very close of time. Therefore, you need to keep in close companionship with Christ. His angels are commissioned to watch over you. They are your appointed guardians. If someone says something that tends to provoke you, remember that at such a time silence is eloquence. Do not respond in a manner to retaliate. It will be better to say nothing than to speak unadvisedly. We will all have our battles to fight, though these struggles may vary in character according to our disposition and our experience. Let us rejoice that Jesus Christ has made it possible for us to lay hold upon divinity. When we feel exceedingly tried, let us remember that there is a heavenly angel by our side. This thought will help us to honor Christ, who has made it possible for us to become sons and daughters of God. Unless we are constantly on our guard, we may be caught unawares and speak hastily. It may then be impossible for us to remove the impression from the minds of those to whom we have spoken, for some do not desire to get rid of such impressions. They seem to delight in cherishing evil. Let us, by keeping our words in harmony with the instructions the Savior has given us, not give them any occasion for offense. As we come in contact with varying dispositions, we shall undoubtedly find great provocation to speak unkindly. But remember that at such times silence is often eloquence. If you refrain from retaliating when you are provoked by others, you will surprise them. And if repeatedly you preserve your dignity under provocation, they will realize that you are in connection with a higher power. Taken from Manuscript 55, dated August 16, 1909, entitled Lessons from the Sermon on the Mount, a talk given for morning worship at Madison, Wisconsin Sanitarium.